presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lynn Chalmers found herself locked in cabin 307 with the mysterious Lin Fu and his servant. The Chinese questioned the missionary's daughter closely until he learned she was a friend of Jungle Jim Bradley. Then the Chinese revolutionary prince, apparently having some plan in mind, politely unlocked the door and released her. Meanwhile, after being guided to a happy landing at the Shanghai airport, Jungle Jim left Lil and Kolo and went straight to the office of the American consul. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. On board the steamer bound for Shanghai, we find the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter discussing the mysterious Chinese revolutionary Lin Fu.
I tell you, my dear, there's something odd going on in cabin 307, and we must find out what it is.
Yes, Dad, but how are we going to do that? I can't be caught standing in front of the cabin again.
No, you're quite right, you can't. But there must be some way of getting in there.
I wish I could think of one.
Let's see. Lin, where is cabin 307 located exactly?
On A deck, one deck above us.
How nearly above us?
Just at the top of that companionway out there. Why?
I think I've got the excuse we need. Ring for the steward.
What are you planning, Dad?
Never mind just now, dear. You ring for the steward.
Very well, but I wish you'd let me in on your plan.
Oh, it's just a scheme to get ourselves under the eye of Lin Fu so that he'll give us the opening we want.
But, Dad, you don't suppose he'd ever let us in cabin 307 now?
Why not? Lin Fu probably realized he overplayed his hand when he forced you into his cabin at the point of a gun. That was why he was so polite to you and let you go. I hardly think he'd care to have you reporting the incident to any of the ship's officers.
But I never even thought of doing that.
But Lin Fu doesn't know that, my daughter. That is the sword of Damocles we have hanging over his head, and you and I must see that it stays there.
You rang for the steward, sir?
Yes. Come in. Come in.
Yes, sir.
Steward, can you tell me where the doctor is at present?
Yes, sir. He's attending a lady down the passageway, sir.
Good. Please be so kind as to ask him to step in here directly. He's free.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
What do you want the doctor for, Dad? Are you feeling worse?
No, better. You see, Lin, I shouldn't be at all surprised if some good sea air would prove most beneficial to my state of health.
But, Dad, you're not strong enough to walk around on deck.
Did I say anything about walking on deck?
No, but I don't...
Well, what I propose doing is lying in a deck chair up on A deck at the top of that companionway in front of cabin 307.
Why, of course. Lin Fu can't help but run across us there.
Exactly. Now, Lin, you must be perfectly friendly with our revolutionary suspect. He mustn't get any idea we're checking up on him. You understand?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Unless I miss my guess, Mr. Lin Fu will try to repair the mistake he made the other night. There's only one possible hitch so far.
And what's that, Dad?
The doctor. He may not give me permission to go up on deck. Doctor?
Yes.
Come in.
The steward says you wish to see me.
Yes, I do, Doctor.
What's the matter, my dear Evan? Are you feeling worse?
No, on the contrary, I feel much better.
So? And why do you need me?
Well, I know that patients sometimes feel their best when they're actually their sickest.
Yeah, yeah.
I want your opinion, Doctor, as to whether I'm able to lie in a deck chair in the sunshine on A deck.
Let me see how your pulse is behaving.
Please, Doctor, please let Dad go up on deck. I'll see that he doesn't overexert himself.
Your pulse isn't bad today, Reverend.
Good.
Then I don't see any reason why you shouldn't lie up on deck as well as down here.
Good. That's mighty good of you, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank nature for the strong constitution she gave your father, Miss Chalmers.
Doctor, when may I go up on deck?
Whenever you wish, my dear Evan.
Well, there's no time like the present.
Very well.
I'll get the steward to arrange your care for you, Dad.
And I hope you're quite comfortable here, Reverend.
Thank you, steward. That's very nice, I'm sure.
Now, very good, sir. Also, you get your tiffin up here, sir.
Didn't I put your chair in a good spot, Dad?
Excellent. Excellent, my dear. There's cabin 307 right over there. I can keep my eye on it every minute I'm on deck, which is going to be most of the trip.
Mr. Lin Fu didn't come down to dinner last night.
No?
I do hope he hasn't decided to have his meals in his cabin. We shan't see him until we land, if that's the case.
Here comes the Chinese now. Is this Lin Pu?
No, but it's the man who was in the cabin with Lin Pu.
Well, let's see if Lin Pu is in the cabin now.
How can we tell? We can't see inside.
If this chap uses his key to enter, it's almost certain Lin Pu isn't there.
I never thought of that, Dad. Look, he is using his key.
Yes. Then we ought to meet your friend before long.
You're right. Here comes Lin Pu now, from the other direction.
Yes, something's up, my dear. He sent his accomplice on ahead to avoid suspicion. Now's our chance. If he stops, introduce me. It's time for tipping. If we can get an invitation to take tipping with him...
All right, Dad. He's looking this way. He smiled back, and he's coming over here. Good afternoon, Mr. Lin Pu.
Ah. Permit me wish you good afternoon, Miss Chalmers.
May I introduce my father, the Reverend Manley Chalmers, Mr. Lin Pu.
How do you do, sir?
Reverend Chalmers, I am honored. Your honorable daughter tell me you were confined to cabin by illness.
Yes, so I have been. But the doctor gave me permission this afternoon to come up on deck.
Please accept congratulations on recovery thus far. Best wishes for complete health in near future.
Thank you so much.
Now, if you and honorable daughter will...
Yes, yes, Mr. Lincoln.
Excuse, please. I have some important letters to write. Reverend Chalmers, Missy Chalmers, your humble servant.
Oh, Dad, he didn't invite us for tiffin.
No, and I thought for the moment he was going to.
So did I. Well, there goes our chance of finding out what goes on in cabin 307.
Don't be discouraged, my daughter. The voyage isn't over yet. But I wonder just what kind of letters Lin Pu is going to write.
Girl and father still there, Lin Pu.
Why they not go to cabin? We cannot delay longer, my friend. Lock door. Close shutters on portholes. Now, bring transceiver set.
But Lin Pu.
Fool that you are. Have I not told you before there are no buts? Mars Prince awaits our message. We must not keep him waiting. Bring transceiver set at once.
Yes, Lin Pu.
Connect with light socket there by wash basin. Mars Prince will be angry at delay. If only fool missionary and girl would stay in cabin.
Transceiver set ready, Lin Pu.
Establish contact with Mars Prince at once.
Yes, Lin Pu.
Not my key. By voice. Here, let me have set. XRVK calling headquarters. XRVK calling headquarters. XRVK.
Meanwhile, at the Shanghai airport, Kolu helps Shanghai Lil as she checks over her plane.
Kolu, hand me up that other wrench.
This one, Missy?
That's it. How'd you like the ride from Burawani to Shanghai?
All right.
All right? Is that the height of your enthusiasm?
What name?
I say, is that all you can say about it? Just all right?
Me glad come with Quan Jim. Me all same glad get down earth. On top in sky, me think Kolu all same die.
Sorry I scared you, Kolu. But I was a little scared myself when I got into that handful of clouds up there. Now let's try the inertia starter again. Tightening up. But the old crate stood the trip mighty well.
Missy.
Yes? What is it, Kolu?
When Swan Jim come back here?
Just as soon as he has a talk with the American consul.
Where we go then?
Well, I don't know exactly where I'm going, but I think you and Swan Jim have a long journey ahead of you.
How you know, Missy?
I can't tell you that, Kolu, but you take my word for it.
Missy go back Burawani?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Why, do you want to go back?
No, Missy. Where Twan Jim go, Kolu go. All same like shadow.
You're a good boy, Kolu. If I could have had a few like you, I might have been more successful in establishing my back kingdom. But all I could get were boys like Mamba and Wallyo and Goku.
Bad boys, Mamba, Wallyo, Goku.
You're telling me. I never knew when they might suddenly turn on me.
That no good master. Only one good master. Him big fella master on top in sky, missy.
I'm beginning to believe that, Kolu. The Reverend Chalmers wasn't such a bad scout after all. He was sincere, I'll say that for him. But you know the man who's put me on the right track? Who's taught me more than all the reverends rolled into one?
No, missy. Kolu no know what name.
It's that Tuan Dim of yours. He lives straight, without getting preachy and shoving his goodness down your throat. That's what gets me, Kolu. Say, honestly, if he was to tell me to jump through a hoop, I'd do it. I'm not crazy about him.
What name?
Oh, of course, you don't understand. Here I am rattling my face off you like a school gun in love's first rosy dream. I'm just a sap, but I can't help it. Well, I guess the old crate's tuned up again. Help me pick up these tools, Kolu.
Yes, missy. What we do now, missy?
Jim ought to be back by now. I wonder what can be keeping him. Maybe he's... Kolu, take these tools quick.
Yes, sir.
There's a man I don't want to meet. You stay here. Tell Jim I'll see him at the hotel.
At that very moment, the American consul is telling Jim a story before giving him an extremely difficult assignment.
You see, Bradley... Oh, have a cigar.
Thanks, just the same. I've got my old pipe here.
Then have a light. As I was saying, an American citizen by the name of Derek Bluger was recently arrested for smuggling Chinese into the United States.
He must have been aided by someone here in China, sir.
You're quite right. He was aided by a Chinese outlaw named Lin Pu.
Lin Pu...
Well, this American Bluger broke jail, fled to China, and now heads a powerful military organization called the Purple Triangle.
Oh, so that's what the Purple Triangle means, eh? What's their object?
They seek to overthrow the Chinese government and place themselves in power.
Very interesting.
I hope you'll find your job so.
Huh?
That's where you come in. We want this organization broken up and Derek Bluger captured.
I see. You want me to nab this man before he causes complications between our country and China. Is that it?
Exactly. And it might interest you to know that you'll receive a reward of $50,000 if you bring back this man, Bluger.
Fair enough. Now, where are the headquarters of these revolutionists?
Only one man knows. He is Chung, a Chinese secret agent.
Chung.
This man, Chung, will accompany you on your expedition. I'll send him to your hotel.
That'll be fine, sir. Well... Now that I know my job, I'd better get a few personal matters cleared up and shove off.
Goodbye, Jim, and good luck.
I'll not fail you, sir.
And remember, we want you to bring back Derek Bluger, dead or alive.
At last, Jungle Jim has learned the meaning of the Purple Triangle. What new and thrilling adventures are in prospect for Jungle Jim? The adventures you have just heard dramatized were based on incidents pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. All of the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures visit your home through the medium of the Comic Weekly, as Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Sentinel Louie, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. There is also Heroes of American History, which picturizes the careers of great men and women in the story of our country. Next week at the same hour and over the same station, there will be a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.